Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of AI. Google's new Flash 2.0 model is making waves.
Waves? More like a tsunami. This article claims Google absolutely annihilated the competition, DeepSeek and OpenAI. Bold claim, right?
Absolutely. Austin Starks, the author, makes a compelling case, though. He ran some rigorous tests, focusing on SQL query generation, a pretty crucial task for his trading platform, Nexus Trade.
So what was the verdict? Did Flash 2.0 live up to the hype?
In short, yes. Faster, cheaper, and more accurate. Starks put them head-to-head, generating SQL queries related to financial analysis, and Flash 2.0 nailed it.
Nailed what exactly? Give us the juicy details.
Well, in one test, he asked for the correlation between Reddit stock and the SPY. Flash 2.0 returned a perfect query in seconds. DeepSeek R1, meanwhile, made a typo and took ages, over 30 seconds. And OpenAI's O3 Mini didn't even know Reddit's ticker symbol.
Ouch! That's a rough start for the competitors. What about the second test?
Even worse for DeepSeek. The query was completely off. O3 Mini did okay, but Flash 2.0 aced it again. Even got a 9-10 rating from O3 Mini High. I see, interesting.
So Flash 2.0 is a genius, apparently. But what about the cost? Is it going to break the bank?
That's the kicker. It's way cheaper. Like 10 times cheaper than O3 Mini and 7 times cheaper than R1. Got it.
No way. So it's better and cheaper? Is there a catch?
Not that Starks found. He even rebuilt his entire trading platform to use it. He talks about higher context windows too, which is a big deal.
I'm sold. I need to check this out. This changes everything.
I know, right? This really does sound like a game changer. Anyhow, on that note, we're at the end of our discussion. I've got to say, I'm impressed. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.